This is Tall Tales time, legends of long ago, stories from the day before yesterday. Settle back in your chairs and listen as we spin for you Tall Tales. Tonight a yarn that has lasted 100 years and shows signs of lasting another century. A yarn about a horse race.
The Kemptown ladies sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. The Kemptown racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, doo-da-dee. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
There's this much that dogs, women, and horses have in common, just this much. A man'll fight over 'em and fight for 'em. He won't stir himself to quarrel about money or philosophy or politics near as quick. And that's the truth, sir, that's the truth.
Oh, I come down there with my hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. I go back home with my pocket full of tin, oh, doo-da-day. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
A man don't have to own a horse to be crazy about horse racing. No, sir. Puts me in mind of what happened to my grandpappy the time he put his money on old Bolivar. But Grandpappy was an old man then, hard of hearing and barely able to tell sun up from sundown. But he was determined to be there when old Bolivar ran his race. His friends brought my Grandpappy up to the track, and they kept him posted on how old Bolivar was doing.
How is Bolivar at the quarter?
My Grandpappy asked.
Going good, going real good, they told my Grandpappy.
How is Bolivar at the half?
Grandpappy asked them a few seconds later.
Running strong, sir. Yes, indeed, he's running strong.
Grandpappy was hanging onto the rail and cheering, for all he could barely see or hear the horse race.
How is Bolivar doing at the three-quarter turn?
He wanted to know.
Bolivar's holding his own, sir.
The thunder of the horse's hooves came closer. Grandpappy heard the sound, and his clutch on the rail got tighter. You could have cut the tension with a knife, it was that thick. The old man's voice was loaded with eagerness.
Now, how is he doing? How is Bolivar doing in the stretch?
There was a moment of silence as the old man's friends at the rail glanced from one to the other. Finally, one of them leaned over to Grandpappy and said,
"He's in there running like the devil. Yes, sir, Bolivar's headed for the line, and he's driving all the other horses in front of him."
The long-tailed filly and the big black horse, doo-da, doo-da. They fly the track and they both cut across, oh, doo-da-day. The black horse sticking in a bit mud hole, doo-da, doo-da. Can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole, oh, doo-da-day.
My grandpappy was at the rail when the strangest of all horse races was run, and he never got tired of telling about it. The way he described it was so real, you'd swear you were there the day it happened. 99 years and 1 month ago to this very day. I'm going to tell it the way my grandpappy used to. Haven't made up a lick of the yarn myself, no sir. Nor did my grandfather. Every word is true, honestly.
Seen 'em flying on a 10-mile heat, doo-da, doo-da. Round the racetrack, then repeat, oh, doo-da-day. I win my money on the bobtail nag, doo-da, doo-da. I keep my money in an old tow bag, oh, doo-da-day. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
We went for a canter, Grandpappy and me, the first time he told me about that famous race.
Boy! Oh, boy! Bring those horses over here.
My Grandpappy took one of the saddle horses, and I took the other. We checked the girths, yep, tight, gave each mount a friendly pat, put our feet in the stirrups, up into the saddle, got settled, and cantered off.
How old be you now, son?
Going on 17, Grandpappy.
Oh, well, then you're too young to remember old Walnut Park, then.
Never heard of it, sir.
What? Growed up right here in Nashville and never so much as heard of Walnut Park. Well, that's no wonder. They've gone and cut streets through it and put buildings along about where the fur turn was. Sidewalks, too, probably. Sidewalk right across the home stretch. They'll never race another horse in Walnut Park, I guess. Not in my lifetime or yours.
Where was Walnut Park, Grandpappy?
It's northwest of the square, a mile or two, out near Buena Vista Pike. Many's the candidate I heard promise the sun, moon, the stars to the voters at stump meetings out there. And many's the horse race I watched. One in particular. I remember that date as well as I do my own birthday. It was the 29th of September in 1855. Why, the whole town of Nashville had been looking forward to that race, and then, well, early in the morning of the day, a light rain started falling.
Come to the window, Aaron. Look out there. Rain. How wonderful. It will be just the thing for my fall daisies.
Oh, you call me Dorothy? Huh. It's raining.
That's what I said, dear. The daisies will bloom ever so much
better. Oh, Walnut Park track will be as greasy as a skillet. A horse can't stand up on that turf in weather like this.
Won't it be wonderful?
Wonderful.
All those lovely colors, pink and purple and
blue. Mud like this will splatter a jockey's shirt so black you won't be able to tell if it's pink or striped like a barber pole.
Why, you must be talking about your horse
race.
Why,
of course I'm talking about the horse race.
Well, in that event, how do you want your eggs this morning?
How do I... fried.
Very well. I'd better go start the water to boiling.
To fry eggs?
Now, I know very well, Aaron, that you like your eggs boiled. That's how you always have them. Fried, indeed.
And so I breakfasted on boiled eggs and started off for Walnut Park to see that horse race. From the way that day started, some should have told me how that race might turn out. Rain, daisies, and eggs.
It was unusual. That what you mean, Grandpappy?
Unusual? You might very well say that. Yes, indeed. Very unusual.
That was how my grandfather used to set the scene when he told about what happened on that September day in 1855. And then he'd tell about the horses in the race. Will T. Cheatham's chestnut gelding named Henry Parrott, Colonel C. A. Hamilton's horse Whirlwind, and a filly named Iodine, owned by Mr. W. W. Woodfolk. Naturally, my grandmother cheered for the filly, Iodine. Oh, she went along all right. Grandfather tried to talk her out of it, but to no avail.
There won't be many ladies there today, Dorothea.
Well, I don't mind, Aaron.
Maybe none at all, it being so rainy and wet.
That won't bother me, Aaron. I don't think the other gentlemen will mind if I come along, do you?
Well, no. Don't guess so.
Very well. Bring the buggy round, and I'll put on my new hat.
New hat? New hat in this weather?
Certainly, Aaron. All those gentlemen and just one woman to look at? Well, I certainly aim to look my best.
The Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. The Camptown racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, do-da day. I come down there with my hat cave in, do-da, do-da. I go back home with my pocket full of tin, oh, do-da day. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
His grandfather used to tell it, the first heat of the race went to Will T. Cheatham's chestnut gelding, Henry Parrott. 3 miles of slippery uphill and downhill track in 5 minutes and 47 seconds.
Yeah, that filly's outclassed, Dorothea. Oh, she's a nice little thing, but no match for Henry Parrott and Whirlwind.
We'll see. Just you wait, Aaron. We'll see who's outclassed.
They went into the second heat. Best 2 out of 3 it was to be. And Whirlwind pulled out in front as they reached the stretch, running true to his name, leading by a head, leading by a length, leading by a full length. And he's over. Whirlwind wins. 3 miles in 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
And what do you think of your filly now?
I guess you're right, Aaron. I'm right disappointed in Arden. But maybe she'd do better on a dry track. It's awful wet and muddy today.
Well, it'll soon be over and we can go home and get warm.
The crowd fell silent as the jockeys guided Henry Parrott and Whirlwind and Iodine back on the muddy track. The race would be between Henry Parrott and Whirlwind. Everybody knew that. And they eyed the colonel's horse closely, calculating whether he was fast enough to beat Henry Parrott's time and win the heat.
Easy does it, boy. That's it. Line him up. Now, let him go! Come on, you Henry Parrott. Sit him, boy. Sit him. Now's your chance. Let him out. Let him run. Oh, Lordy. Whirlwind's down. He slipped and fell. Look out, you jockey! Look out, you!
The other horse is stumbling into him. Oh, my goodness, Aaron, he's going to fall down,
no,
too.
No, he ain't, no.
But he is.
Oh, for tarnation's sakes. It looks like a wrestling match.
Come on, Arden. Come on, Arden.
come on. Arden wins! Arden wins!
And it was true. The little filly pulled out ahead while the riders got Whirlwind and Henry Parrott back on their feet and back in the race. The spill was too much for the jockey up on Whirlwind. He fainted. And that was the end of Whirlwind in this race. The filly won 3 miles in 6 minutes, 27 seconds. That meant it was Iodine against Henry Parrott in the next heat. And in all your born days, you never saw the like of what happened next.
My horse, Aaron.
Yeah, we'll see how the filly does. She's in it by a fluke, but we'll see. And here they are. And they're off! Henry Parrott's ahead!
Come on, Arden!
Oh, darnation! That blame horse has quit the track, both of them.
I can't see, Aaron. Which horse? What's
Henry
happened?
Parrott, he ran right through a gap in the fence. Arden's ahead. No! No! No, she's jumped the fence.
Jumped the fence?
Just what I said. The track's empty.
Then what happens next?
I don't know. We'll wait and see. There they are. They're riding back on the track. They're running again.
Aaron, boost me up on the buggy seat. I'm missing everything.
Well, all right. Here's a hand. There. Up you go. Can you see now?
They're neck and neck. Come on, Arden. Oh, the brute!
Who?
Your Henry Parrott. He knocked a man down.
Well, the darn fool shouldn't have been on the track. Didn't even break his stride. Good boy. Good boy. And he won! Henry Parrott's the winner!
Take me home, Aaron.
Well, I thought maybe we'd stay around and visit.
I'd like to go home.
You admired the little filly, didn't you, Dorothea?
Well, I'd rather not talk about it, Aaron.
Oh, all right. Giddy up. Hey, what's all that commotion over there? I say there, what's the trouble? What? What's the trouble? I say, what's...
What'd the man say, Aaron? Aaron, you look strange. What's happened?
He's dead.
Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. Who? Who's dead?
Henry Parrott.
The horse? Dead? But we just saw him win a race.
Yes, he dropped dead in the barn. Exhaustion. Well, we'd better go on home. Giddy up.
I'm so sorry, Aaron. He was a good horse, a fine animal.
Well, I'm sorry your horse didn't win, Dorothea. She's a good horse, too.
Aaron, are all horse races as eventful as this one? I mean, does so much happen?
Well, hardly ever, my dear. Hardly ever. In fact, I don't think a race like this happens more than, say, once every 100 years. Maybe not then.
Well, there's a story, just as my grandpappy used to tell it. You could look it up. It's in the papers. Yes, sir, believe it or not, it's true.
The Kemptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. The Kemptown racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, do-da-day. I come down here with my hat cave in, do-da, do-da. I go back home with my pocket full of tin, oh, do-da-day. Wanna run all night, wanna run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
You've been listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of famous Southern legends. Tonight you heard the story of a horse race, which turned out to be a comedy and a tragedy of errors.
Seen them flying on a 10-mile heat, do-da, do-da, around the racetrack, then repeat.
Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey and comes to you every Tuesday evening at this same time. The ballad singer was George Grice. Tall Tales, produced by Marjorie Cooney, is a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services and comes to you from the Air Castle of the South.